The following is a self-contained audio news release featuring John E. Potter, Postmaster General and Chief Executive Officer of the United States Postal Service. It runs 1 minute, 4 seconds.
Faced with projected deficits totaling more than $30 billion over the next decade, the United States Postal Service today outlined a number of actions it will take to ensure mail service to every American for decades to come. Postmaster General John Potter says aggressive and immediate steps are necessary.
The United States Postal Service faces a financial crisis because technology is altering the way Americans communicate. The crisis can be met by changing the Postal Service business model and making that model more flexible. There are opportunities to bring costs in line with expected revenues by adjusting our delivery networks, retail networks, and the financing structure of our legacy costs. Greater flexibility in the law and a supportive regulatory process will enable these much-needed changes.
Potter says the Postal Service will continue to work with Congress on legislative changes to change delivery frequency and eliminate prepayment of retiree health benefits, a requirement unique to the Postal Service among all federal agencies and every private sector company in the country. Preceding audio courtesy of the U.S. Postal Service.
Standalone soundbite with Postmaster General and Chief Executive Officer John Potter runs 34 seconds.
The Postal Service has been quietly evolving to better meet customer needs. In the last decade alone, the Postal Service reached record levels of end-to-end service as well as customer satisfaction while keeping a sharp eye on costs, reducing our workforce by 25%. However, in today's rapidly changing world, these efforts are simply not enough. The Postal Service must now make changes to its business model, such as delivery frequency and retail networks, to secure affordable universal service for all Americans into the future.
The following is the first of three sound bites with Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Operating Officer Patrick Donahue. The first bite runs 17 seconds.
We value the contributions and services of our employees. We've had a great history of working with employees to make necessary change. That partnership will become even more important as we work to create a viable postal service for the future for both our customers and our employees.
Soundbite 2 with Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Operating Officer Patrick Donahue. It runs 16 seconds.
Every segment of our industry and every one of our customers will be affected by changing our business model. There are trade-offs for everyone, but we are seeking a balanced and moderate change to be able to continue the first-class service Americans have come to expect.
Soundbite 3 with Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Operating Officer Patrick Donahue. It runs 17 seconds.
Changing delivery frequency is one piece of the solution, but one that could save as much as $5 billion by the year 2020. Surveys show that Americans support one less day of delivery as long as it helps to keep postage rates down. This is one area where everyone wins.
The following is the first of three sound bites with Bob Bernstock, President, Mailing and Shipping Services, United States Postal Service. Cut one runs 7 seconds.
Success in the marketplace demands speed and flexibility. We need the flexibility to pursue opportunities and the speed to be a market maker.
Cut two with Bob Bernstock, President, Mailing and Shipping Services, United States Postal Service, runs 11 seconds.
We need the flexibility to develop products and services that meet the changing needs of our customers without excessive regulatory or legislative handcuffs.
Cut three with Bob Bernstock, President, Mailing and Shipping Services, United States Postal Service, runs 22 seconds.
Don't look at the Postal Service and see only brick and mortar post offices. Look online, look at your mobile device, look at other retail outlets, grocery stores, office supply stores, and pharmacies. The Postal Service of the future will be smaller, leaner, more competitive, but it will continue to drive commerce, serve communities, and deliver value.
The following is the first of three sound bites with Joseph Corbett, Chief Financial Officer, United States Postal Service. Cut one runs 11 seconds.
Despite aggressive efforts to cut costs, the Postal Service cannot price itself out of a $33 billion deficit. Legislative and regulatory actions are definitely needed.
Cut 2 with Joseph Corbett, Chief Financial Officer, United States Postal Service, runs 13 seconds.
The Postal Service needs the power to adjust its pricing to better react to market dynamics and to offset future volume and revenue declines. Current law does not provide the necessary flexibility.
Cut 3 with Joseph Corbett, Chief Financial Officer, United States Postal Service, runs 13 seconds.
The Postal Service cannot use pricing alone to correct its current financial situation. Pricing is one part of a comprehensive strategy that includes needed legislative and regulatory changes.